And good morning, and welcome to the WDRT Fundraiser Show. I'm G-Man, I'm here with my good friends Roseanne and Polly, and we are part of the Driftless Weekend Show that airs every fourth Saturday from 10 a.m. to noon. So, hi kids, how you doing?
Good morning, Gary.
Man, we got a busy studio this morning going here, so that's the Fundraiser Show, right? And we're playing covers, right, G-Man?
We're doing covers today, Polly.
Tell us about that first cover you played.
Well, Polly, what I did is I played Black Magic Woman. And it was a cover version by Santana, which reached number 4 in 1971 on the charts. The original version was by Fleetwood Mac, which did not chart in 1969. Black Magic Woman was written by British musician Peter Green, which first appeared as a single for his band Fleetwood Mac. In 1970, the song was released as the first single from the Santana's Abraxas LP. The song reached number 4 on the Billboard Hot 100 and made Santana's recording the better-known version of the song.
Yeah, that's a good song. I remember that album. And we are here to raise money for WDRT. This is the fall fundraiser day, correct, Mrs. Knorr? Tell us about it, please.
Well, I'd love to tell you about it, Mr. Knorr. 2024 Fall Pledge Drive here at WDRT. We are located in Viroqua, Wisconsin at 311 South Main Street. And to donate, it's pretty easy. Just pick up your phone and dial 608-638-9378. Or go online to wdrt.org/donate. And you know what? It's pretty easy to do. There's a couple ways of donating. You can donate online. You can come in person again. Give us a phone call. But you know what we really are looking for today?
What's that?
Sustaining membership, people.
Okay. Yes.
Oh, you know, just think how easy it is to donate by taking the funds right out of your bank account.
Right.
That'd be great.
Assuming you have those funds
in
your bank
account. Yeah, it's very, very easy. You don't have to write a check. You don't have to mail anything.
Yes.
So super, super wonderful options to have. And you know, if you donate $5 a month or $60 a year, you will get a new WDRT t-shirt.
Ooh, which are nice, which are beautiful.
They are, pretty cool color, I'd say. I just saw them. They are kind of a tealish green color. And if you donate $10 a month, for $120 a year, you can get a zip-up hoodie.
Which look really great.
Those are great, yeah.
All right. Well, thanks again. It is 11:08 on... It's a Tuesday morning, not a Saturday morning. We are doing the fundraiser here. We appreciate and thank you for any donations that we've got in. We've got a couple in already, right, Mrs. Norris?
A big shout out and thank you to Joel and Lisa from Richland Center, and also a legend himself. His name is Larry from Richland Center.
All right.
Thank you for donating to WDRT today.
They got us going. G-Man, I'm going to try to fool you right away. It's somebody's birthday named Lamont McLemore. It's his birthday today. Do you know who Lamont McLemore is?
The only guy I knew was Lamont Dozier from Holland Dozier. I give up.
This is from the fifth dimension. He's 89 today.
Okay, here we go.
All right, well, I got a cover coming up. What do you think, G-Man? You want to play the next cover?
Let's do her.
It's a little Mavis Staples. Here we go.
Feeling about a half as deep. I just needed to find a place where I could lay my head. Mister, can you tell me where a girl might find a bed? He just grinned, shook my hand, no was all he said. Take a load. Up my bag, I went looking for a place to hide. When I saw Carmen and the devil walking side by side, yeah. I said, hey Carmen, come on, let's go downtown. And she said, I gotta go, but my friend can't stick around. No.
Take a load for free.
take Jack, my dog. Said, wait a minute, Chester, you know I'm a peaceful man. He said, that's okay, boy, won't you feed him when you can? To take me home down the line. My back is aching, and I do believe that it's time to get back to Miss Fanny. Oh, you know she's the only one. Send me here with her regard.
That's Mavis Staples thanking you for contributing to WDRT today. That cover was the song called The Wait by Mavis Staples and Friends from 2017. And her friends include Grace Potter, Taj Mahal, Greg Allman, Jeff Tweedy, Joan Osborne, Keb Moe, Buddy Miller, Patty Griffith, Emmylou Harris, Michael McDonald, Aaron Neville, and Widespread Panic. That was on Blackbird Records.
What a great cover, Polly.
That was a good one, yes. That song was originally on Big Pink by The Barn in 1968. It was written by Robbie Robertson and Levon Helm. It's about a visitor's experience in a town called Nazareth.
And done by the band.
And Aretha also does a great cover on it. So, hey, Roseanne, what's the update on...
Well, good morning, everyone. You have tuned in to WDRT 91.9 local station, or WDRT.org on your internet radio or on your computer. Today is the Fall Pledge Drive for 2024, and our goal is to raise $15,000, and we have a little over $6,000 raised already.
All right.
And they started the show off, the Pledge Drive, at 6 o'clock this morning, and we go through until 6 p.m., so for sure you have to get all your pledges in, like right now and or this afternoon. Don't wait around too long. The way to pledge money to WDRT is online, so you can go to our website, of course, and click on online and click on donating, or you can come in person and come and visit us. We are at 311 South Main Street in Viroqua, or give us a call, 608 3-8-9-3-7-8. They will help you to donate and or give you some options. For example, there's something called sustaining membership where you can donate every single month right directly from your bank account, which is a great way to keep a wonderful station like this still going. A couple shout outs and thank yous to some people that have donated in the last few minutes. One is Malou from Malou's Shoes. And, this is a great radio station because there's people coming and going and now people are waving through the windows. So come on down and socialize, people. It's a great place to be.
All right.
Yeah. So, if you want to get a t-shirt, $5 a month or $60. And if you want a zip-up hoodie, $120 a year or just $10 a month, which is easy to do.
Great.
Yeah.
So, all right. Hey, G-Man, are you listening over there?
I'm here.
Hey, I think you have a scoop coming up. You tell us about the next tune, would you please?
I will. I'll just give you just a little brief sample here. This is an unreleased track by a Madison-based band called the Tracy Brothers. I'll tell you about the whole story as soon as we get done playing.
And you heard it here on WDRT first.
This is a debut.
All right, here we go.
1, 2, oh, 1, 2, 3. Crazy. Still,
the moon stood still
up on blue
Welcome back. Woo. And Pauly.
Yes.
I knew that guy right away when you played that to him because that voice is unmistakable.
That is, yes. That last cover you heard was Blueberry Hill by Van Morrison off of his 2023 CD called Accentuate the Positive on Virgin Records. And that is a cover album of Morrison's favorite rock and roll, R&B, and country songs.
You know, I really liked that.
Well, good.
I did too, a lot.
Morrison sings and plays alto sax on that one. And the song was a hit for Fats Domino in 1956 and became a rock and roll standard. It also reached number two in 1940, done by the Glenn Miller Orchestra. Now, G-Man, I'm going to try to fool you. That song, Blueberry Hill, was a favorite song of what character on Happy Days?
Fonzie.
Incorrect. Richie Cunningham.
Richie Cunningham.
Who was Richie Cunningham? Who was the actor?
That was Ron Howard.
That was Opie. That
was Opie on Andy Griffith, right.
And you played an
unreleased song called Crazy. It's a cover version by the Tracy Brothers Band, which did not chart in 1976. In fact, it was a live version that was recorded at the Shuffle Inn, 1976, never been released.
The Shuffle Inn.
The Shuffle Inn on the Beltline. And the original version was by the Atlanta Rhythm Section, which also did not chart, but a year earlier, 1975. The Tracy Brothers were a Madison-based band who had been in a number of previous bands, including the Bowery Boys, Baby Grand, and Clicker. The Tracy Brothers Band consisted of Steve Tracy, bass and vocals, Cubby Tracy, drums and vocals, Richard Weigel, guitar and vocals, and Ronnie Page, keyboards. In a conversation with Cubby, the four musicians I just listed had been playing together in various bands for 13 years. Crazy was recorded live. The original version of Crazy, like I said before, was done by the Atlanta Rhythm Section as a track from their 1975 LP, Dog Days.
All right, good tune. What's the update, Mrs. Nora?
Well, this is pretty impressive, everyone. We have gotten $6,372 so far for the WDRT Fall Pledge Day. And they started at 6 o'clock this morning. They go through till 6 o'clock this evening. And the great news is the phones are busy. So please keep calling, keep calling. So here's the phone number, 608-638-9378. And for some of you that are online, go to wdrt.org/donate. And of course, if you are local, you've tuned into 91.9 for our local numbers, but you can also walk in and come and say hi, pick up a t-shirt, pick up a hoodie. So our address is 311 South Main Street here in Viroqua. $5 a month gets you that new t-shirt. $10 a month gets you the zip-up hoodie. It's pretty impressive. And I have some shout-out and thank yous. Here we go.
All right, here we go.
Okay, so here's some good compliments. I'm going to say especially for Paul and G-Man with their eclectic music. So someone named Jason said, I love the eclectic mix of music and programs that you bring to the community every day. So pretty cool. With the thing about community radio, WDRT, is the fact that, yes, there's a big, wide variety of music and something for everyone, and that is just super. And then someone from Wanakee that we know, Julie and Doug, thank you to you for donating today. And they said, keep rocking the Driftless Weekend.
Okay. And you got a couple others.
I have a couple more. Kevin from Soldiers Grove, thank you for calling in today. And please, we are here until noon today, the Driftless Weekend DJs. And please give us a call, stop by, say hello, and be sure to donate.
All right. Now, just give you a little update on the schedule. After us at noon is Democracy Now. 1 o'clock is The Shake with Margot Hipwell. 2 o'clock today is Double Diamond with Charles Angel. 3 p.m. is Mixed Messages. 4 p.m. is the Global Booty Mashup with MC Slim and DJ Kirsten. And the incomparable closer today from 5 to 6 is, who's the incomparable closer, Mr.
There's only one incomparable closer, and that is?
That would be Mr. Kappa.
And I'm sure glad that we're not before him.
Yeah, he's a hard act.
Absolutely.
He can follow anybody. So, all right. Hey, G-Man, I think we got a little Aretha coming up. Is that
true?
We do. Here we go.
Let's do it.
You need to, you know I got it. All I'm asking you.
Welcome back to 91.9 WDRT Viroqua. Today is the 2024 Fall Pledge Drive. Our goal today is to raise $15,000 for this wonderful community radio station. We definitely are an eclectic group, all different DJs playing a huge variety of music. And up until now, we have now raised $6,700 since 6 o'clock this morning. So the pledges go until 6 p.m. this evening. Be sure to donate. Here's our phone number. Here's how to do this, folks. 608-638-9378. Or go online to wdrt.org/donate. Or please walk in if you're local. Come and say hi. We are at 311 South Main Street here in Viroqua. And if you do come in and donate, you can get a really cool T-shirt or a zip-up hoodie, depending on how much you donate. And, you know, make it easy on yourself. We have sustaining membership. You can take the funds right out of your checking account. So think about coming in and stopping and saying hi. We'd love to say hello to you. And we also have some shout-outs for some donations that are coming through very recent. One is from Metco out of Hillsboro. Chuck, Jenny, Sheila from Viola, John, who said we enjoy listening to Shock Therapy, Mary, G-Man's wife, and let's see, Carla from Metco, and then there's another crew at Metco.
Oh, man.
Oh, my.
It's costing me money.
Oh,
here.
And they're putting, you know what?
I love it.
They're putting in their T-shirt order as well.
Yeah, and I've pledged to match whatever Metco does. So
This gets better.
This is costing me money,
okay,
G-Man.
You Metco people, keep plugging in the money, and Paul's going to have to match it. What else does he have to do?
You got any gas money for the ride home,
yeah,
G-Man?
I'll foot the bill for the ride home.
All right, sounds good.
Well, you can always hand deliver any T-shirts or hoodies. You know, just let us know. We'll deliver them.
All right. That last song, well, back to the music. The last song you heard was The Great Pretender by the band off of their 1973 album of covers called Moondog Matinee on Capitol. And the original idea for the album, as per Levon Helm, was to recreate their set list from the mid-60s when they were Levon and the Hawks. The Great Pretender was originally done by the Platters, G-Man, in 1955. It hit number one on the Billboard Top 100. Sam Cooke's cover inspired Christy Hine to name her band The Pretenders. So You played a little Aretha.
Aretha Franklin, Respect, the number one song in 1967, a cover version. The original version was by Otis Redding, which reached the number 35 on the charts in 1965. Respect was written and originally recorded by American soul singer Otis Redding. It was released in 1965, became a crossover hit. Aretha Franklin's version was recorded and rearranged in 1967, resulting in a bigger hit and became her signature song.
All right. Thanks again for listening to DRT. It is 11:37 on a Tuesday morning. We are trying to raise money for the radio station here, and should we get back to some music? Let's see. Oh, it's 11:37. We need a little wine around this place, don't we, G-Man?
Let's do her.
It's up to you. don't come around here no more. Don't come around here no more. I don't feel you anymore.
Don't come around here no more.
You darken my
door. Don't come around here no more.
Whatever you're looking for.
Pauly, you never cease to amaze me. Within the first measure, I thought, this song is really different, and it's really good. Tell me about it.
All right. Well, that song was a cover of the Tom Petty tune, Don't Come Around Here No More, off of Petty Country, a country music celebration of Tom Petty on Big Machine Records, which was released in June of 2024. And that song featured Rhianna Giddens, Silkwood Ensemble, and Bentmont Tench. Giddens was the lead singer, fiddle, and banjo player from the Carolina Chocolate Drops. And the song was on Petty's 1985 album, Southern Accents. The song hit number 13 on the Billboard Hot 100s. You played a little UB40, Jimmy.
I played Red Red Wine by UB40. It was the number one song in 1988. It was originally done by Neil Diamond, number 62 in 1968. Red Red Wine is a song originally written, performed, and recorded by, like I said earlier, Neil Diamond.
Hoyt Axton
in 1967 that appeared on his second studio album. The lyrics are written from the perspective of a person who finds that drinking red wine is the only way to forget his woes. UB40 recorded their version of Red Red Wine for their first album of cover versions, Labor of Love. UB40 was a British reggae band. The album consists of 10 of the group's favorite songs by reggae artists from the period 1969 to 1972. When the band was recording, they were unaware at the time that Red Red Wine was written by Neil Diamond and had not originally been a reggae song. So
all right.
Imagine that.
That was a good tune. Mrs. Nora, you want to let us know what we're doing here today on WDRT? It is 11:46.
I would love to do that. 11:46, and you know, since 6 o'clock this morning, WDRT has been having their Fall Pledge Day, and so we have now raised $6,700 since 6 o'clock this morning. So the Fall Pledge Day goes through until 6 p.m. this evening, and you have a variety of DJs playing throughout the day today, every hour or so, I believe, right? We've got a different DJs
yes.
here. And so you are hearing Paul.
They're all different. All the DJs all are different around this place.
That's an understatement.
Yeah, that's right. You're hearing Paul and G-Man. They are typically the Driftless Weekend show, the fourth Saturday.
And you are
and
on the fifth.
And I'm usually a fifth Saturday DJ as well. So, but what is so wonderful about community radio is the variety. Very eclectic and, you know, and it's just a very joyous place to be at. So we're trying to raise $15,000 by 6 o'clock tonight. We're hoping you guys all kind of say, hey, I can help you out. Here's how to donate. You're going to call 608-638-9378. Or you're going to go online, wdrt.org/donate. Or walk in, 311 South Main Street here in Viroqua. And, you know, if you give just a small amount, even if you give $5 a month and you're a sustaining member, $60 a year will get you a brand new T-shirt, or $10 a month, $120 a year, you'll get a zip-up hoodie. So sustaining membership is really a great way to raise money for the radio station. And I believe they're going to try to remodel Studio C in the back of the station. So there's just wonderful things going on here. Let's see. The best way to support is the automatic monthly withdrawals out of your checking account. It's pretty easy.
All right. And I see people coming in writing checks and leaving with sweatshirts
Give us
on.
A call. So give us a call, everyone.
Drop on down. Hey, G-Man, I think you're going to play some Smashed in the Mouth or something like that, right?
Close, Paulie. Smashed
here,
Mouth.
Here we go.
Smashed Mouth.
torture me with Donnie and Marie. You can play some Barry Manilow, or you can play some schlock like New Kids on the Block, or any Village People song you know. Or play Vanilla Ice, hey, you could play them twice, and you can play the Bee Gees any day. But Mr. DJ, please, I'm begging on my knees, I just can't take no more of Billy Ray. Don't play that song, that achy breaky song, the most annoying song I know. And if you play that song, that achy breaky song, I might blow up my radio. By playing Debbie Boone, or crank your Apple Records until dawn. Oh, I could even hear Slim Whitman or Zamfir. Don't mind a Yoko Ono marathon. Or play some Tiffany on 8-track or CD. Or scrape your fingernails across the board. Or tie me to a chair and kick me down the stairs. Just please don't play that stupid song no more. Play that song, that achy breaky song. You know I hate that song a bunch. And if you play that song, that nauseating song, it might just make me lose my lunch. That achy breaky song, I think it's driving me insane. Oh, please don't play that song, that irritating song. I'd rather have a pitchfork in my brain. Don't play that song, that achy breaky song, the most annoying song I know. And if you play that song, that achy breaky song, I might blow up my radio.
What's a fundraiser without a little Weird Al, right?
Absolutely.
That was an amazing song.
My wife, I got to thank Roseanne. G-Man and I, we got to thank Roseanne for coming in and with her walker after a knee surgery a week
Roseanne,
ago.
You're a real trooper and you made real it. Trooper. You helped us make it through.
She added a little class to the room here, G-Man.
And we needed a little class,
that's
for sure.
Wonderful, thank you.
And that song was called Achy Breaky Song from Weird Al's 1983 album, Alapalooza on Rock and Roll.
Destined
Records.
To be a classic.
That was a toe tapper.
It was his eighth studio album. And now, is it a parody or a cover? I don't know. We don't need. It's a good tune.
Parody.
That's what it
parody,
is.
Parody, I think. Yeah.
And the song details a listener's disdain for the song, Achy Breaky Heart, as well as what he would rather endure than listen to the song. That song got airtime on country radio. Achy Breaky Heart was a debut single from Billy Ray Cyrus in 1992.
I think he made money on that song, didn't
he? Yeah, I think he did.
People made fun of him.
And you know, picking out the songs, G-Man, the Weird Al song was the hardest for me to pick out, but I think we got a winner there.
I think
there.
You got a winner
and
there.
And you think Muscadet would like that?
I'm hoping that guy in Muscadet's our pal down there, Mr. Miller's listening.
All right. What did you play,
G-Man? I played I'm a Believer, a cover version by Smash Mouth, number 25 in 2001, originally done by the Monkees, number one in 1966, and it was written by Neil Diamond.
All right. Well, what's up, Mrs. Nora?
Well, everyone, it's 11:56, and hopefully you've been tuned in for at least the last couple hours here at WDRT.org, 91.9 local station. Today is the 2024 Fall Pledge Drive. So what's happening is this. Your eclectic group of DJs that are normally here all sorts of hours are here today. And they are playing just some great and wonderful different things on the radio for you to listen to. But you know what? We are looking for some pledges from you to help sustain this wonderful community radio. The goal today is $15,000, and we are now up to $7,300.
We're almost at, let me do my math. We're almost
almost halfway.
So we got to keep
it
up.
You know, this doesn't include some of the businesses that are planning on doing a 50% match. So, you know, for some of you, if you're out there and you're working in the corporate world, please, you know, kind of talk to your bosses and say, hey, if we pledge this much, how much will you put in? It's a great, great cause. So how to donate? Call 608-638-9378. Go online to wdrt.org/donate. Or please walk in if you are local. We'd love to say hi to you. 311 South Main Street here in Viroqua. We have some thank you gifts. Of course, who does not want a brand new t-shirt, $5 a month or $60 a year? And I think what's really cool is the zip-up hoodie, everyone, $120 only just for the whole year. So it's just $10 a month. You can't beat it. So be a sustaining member. They'll help you set up a monthly deduction for the donation and for the cause. We are trying to build a brand new studio, Studio C, and this is just a great place to be. So,
all right.
Thank you to all the DJs. Oh, especially thank you to the staff. We have Tina, Terry, Ann, Emily, and Ed, and I hope there's not someone
and
out
Mr.
there that
Announcer
I'm missing.
Man, Mr. Announcer Man. Yes, oh, there's all kinds of people moving in and out of here.
Thank you to the staff that is keeping this place going and keeping us on our toes as well.
All right. Hey, G-Man, we've kind of put you in a little bind here. We only got about a minute left. What do you think we should do for the last minute here, G-Man?
Who cares about the clouds when we're together?
All right.
Just sing a song and think about sunny weather.